Tiggers, you already know that there are phases to the entrepreneur's journey. There's the founder phase where you're starting up and you're doing everything yourself. The farmer phase where you're kind of like the operator and you have a team that are doing most of the tasks and you're growing the business. And then there's the tinker phase when you've got your business solidified, it's doing pretty well, but it's not taking up all of your time anymore, and it's creating a surplus of money and, of course, time. And you're starting to say, okay, what's next? The thing that we don't talk about in the book is that there are actually phases to tinker phase too. And this idea came up, I think, probably about 20 seconds after the Founder Farmer Tinker Thief book came up. It's one of my favorite Josh Price stories. Josh called me up. He finished the book and he said, well, I'm in farmer phase, but I'm pretty sure I'm close to Monsanto, meaning that he was doing really well at farmer phase, but he wasn't quite in tinker phase at that point. And so, you know, he brainstormed quite a bit, and he was like, you know, there's corn farmers and there's cotton farmers and there, you know, and then there's like Monsanto. And we had some good laughs to that. But it wasn't until I'd spent a few years in tinker phase myself that I realized there are certain phases to tinker. And if you don't know what these phases are, it can actually become a little bit like hard to tell if you're making any progress. It can be demotivating because all you're concerned with is like more, more, more. And the big problem that you have in every phase is if you think that more is the answer, you'll never achieve it. You'll never graduate as an entrepreneur into the next phase. So for example, a big problem that we see with gym owners who are in the farmer phase is that their goal is always more clients. And if more clients is your goal, then you'll never actually meet that goal and you'll get stuck there instead of moving to the tinker phase. So we've broken down now the goals in the tinker phase after I've been in here for a few years. And the first goal of tinker phase is to get to $1 million in net worth. What that means is that if today you sold all of your assets and that paid off all your liabilities, you'd be left with $1 million in net worth, okay? So for example, let's say that your gym is worth $500,000 and you've got like a $100,000 equipment loan on it. You would add $500,000 to your net worth. You'd subtract out that liability of the $100,000 equipment loan and you'd have a $400,000 net worth. And then maybe you've got a house, you know, maybe you've got a car, whatever. We've got a net worth calculator for you in the Tinker Toolkit that you should use to figure this out. And what's really interesting here is that the best way to improve your net worth is just to start thinking like an investor. And the very first podcast episode that I did for you guys was called Thinking Like an Investor. Thinking like an investor means that you're detached from your gym. You start looking at your gym through a more objective lens and you start thinking like, how much is this gym paying me? But then you also start thinking about the value of your time or your return on time and where your time should be best spent and what you should be investing in next and where you should not be wasting time. For example, you know, maybe you're thinking about adding a smoothie bar to your gym, but you quickly realize, hey, if I buy an Airbnb with the same $30,000, I can probably get a better investment that won't take up as much of my time. So that first phase of tinker phase is get to $1 million net worth. Use the calculator to figure it out. We're adding this to the TwoBrain app in the next month so that it's automated. You can track it. The second phase is to get to $1 million net owner benefit. This means earning $1 million yourself, right? Owner income once, doing it one time. Because after you do it one time, you flip this switch. So the value of hitting $1 million in net worth is that you can say, I am a millionaire. You're a legit millionaire because you've actually got like $1 million net after you sell all your assets and pay off your bills. That doesn't mean that you know how to make $1 million a year. It just means that you've accumulated $1 million in value over time, which is, you know, something for sure. But it's a different trick to get to earning $1 million in 1 year. And so the second phase is to get to $1 million net owner benefit. Some of this is going to be direct income from a business that you own. Some of it's going to be investment income from stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, you know, buildings, whatever. But you need to get to that $1 million a year so that you can get to the next phase, which is to earn $1 million a year passively. That means dividends, right? Payments on payments on investments, basically. It's investment income. So the first phase is get to a million in net worth. The second phase is get to a million in net owner benefit. The sum of your investments, payroll, dividends equals $1 million in a 12-month period. And the third phase is to make that happen on a recurring basis. And the best way to do that is to get it from investments. Why should you care about getting to that third phase? Well, here's why I care. A few months ago, I was not really motivated. You know, I was getting on meetings. I was in kind of a surly mood. I wasn't really down for doing anything new. I wasn't excited about the business. I wasn't demotivated. You know, I was still operating at like a B-plus level, but I didn't really have like the zest that I sometimes get. And I was talking to my CFO about it, and he said, yeah, you know, your senior team has said like you're not the up at 4 a.m. kicking ass Chris that you sometimes can be. Why is that? And I said, well, to be honest, you know, going from $5 million to $10 million is not going to change my life. You know, I've reached this lifestyle where I have more money than I want. I have more time than I need. And, you know, like, what am I going to do? Buy a second beach house? Like, you know, no, I can't. It's not going to motivate me. To really significantly change my lifestyle, I'd have to basically 10x what I do right now. And it's because I live simply. You know, I don't need a Ferrari. I don't want a Ferrari. None of that stuff. So the guy says, well, what if you could give away $1 million a year? And I said, now that is interesting to me. If you could give away $1 million a year for the rest of your life, that means you've got to have about $20 million in net worth, generating about a 5% return every year. Okay, so if you are thinking like an investor, everything that you own, your buildings, your gym, or gyms plural, or whatever, your businesses, your investments should be generating you about 5% return minimum every year. And if you've got 20 million of those, then you're going to earn $1 million every year that you won't need. And you could just give it away. And so for me, that was the entry point to the thief phase, where I've got passive income that I can just afford to give away to different causes, charities, whatever, every year. And that to me will be like the end of tinker phase. Getting there requires me to go through these three stages. First, $1 million net worth. Second, $1 million in net owner benefit or income. And third, $1 million recurring year over year in passive income. And when I've achieved those three things, then I know that I'm very, very close to a $20 million net worth, which will get me on a 5% return, $1 million a year that I can give away. So we've broken down the stages of Tinker this way. But I'd love to hear from you. If you would break them down a different way, after that $1 million in net worth, after the $1 million in net owner benefit, what's next? Let me know.